Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, April 20th, 2025.
Iran condemns U.S. airstrikes on Ras Isa fuel port. Iran has strongly condemned recent U.S. airstrikes on the Yemeni fuel port of Ras Isa, which tragically claimed the lives of at least 80 individuals. Esmail Baghiyai, a spokesman for the Iranian Foreign Ministry, called these attacks a clear act of aggression and a breach of international rules. He highlighted that such actions reflect U.S. support for Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories and threaten regional stability. The U.S. military confirmed that the airstrikes targeted a fuel source for the Houthis, who are embroiled in a civil war against the Yemeni government. These strikes have raised serious concerns about the worsening humanitarian disaster in Yemen and the potential for escalating conflicts in the region.
Tunisian court sentences opposition leaders amid authoritarian crackdown. A Tunisian court has imposed severe sentences on several opposition leaders, businessmen, and lawyers, ranging from 13 to 66 years for alleged conspiracy. The opposition claims these charges are fabricated, highlighting a fierce crackdown under President Kais Saied, who has tightened his grip on power since dissolving parliament in 2021. Businessman Kamel Taif received the harshest sentence of 66 years, while politician Kayhem Turki was sentenced to 48 years. Other prominent figures, including Gazi Chouachi and Issam Chebbi, face 18-year terms. These leaders have been detained since 2023, amid rising repression against dissent. Rights groups are raising alarms over Saied's control of the judiciary, especially after the dissolution of the independent Supreme Judicial Council in 2022. The trial, which began in March 2025, involved around 40 individuals, with many fleeing abroad. President Saied has labeled the opposition as traitors and terrorists, raising concerns about increased unrest and further crackdowns on personal freedoms in Tunisia. What does this mean for the future of democracy in the country?
Elon Musk's upcoming visit to India. Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, is gearing up for a visit to India later this year after engaging talks with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. They explored how their growing partnership in technology could spark exciting innovations. Musk expressed his enthusiasm for the trip on his social media platform, X. This collaboration highlights the potential for significant advancements and new business opportunities for both the United States and India. As the tech landscape shifts, this visit could strengthen ties and inspire fresh ideas that benefit people in both nations. What exciting developments might come from this partnership?
Concerns over military courts in Uganda. Uganda is gearing up for its general elections in January 2026. The seventh since President Yoweri Museveni took office in 1986. As the election approaches, political repression is intensifying. On November 16, 2024, opposition leader Kizza Besigye and his aide Abed Lutale were kidnapped in Nairobi, Kenya, and later brought to a military court in Kampala on security charges. This raises serious concerns about breaking international laws regarding fair trials. A 40-member defense team, led by former Kenyan Minister of Justice Martha Karua, is fighting for their rights. In a landmark ruling on January 31, 2025, Uganda's Supreme Court declared that trying civilians in military courts is unconstitutional, ordering these cases to be moved to ordinary courts. Despite this, Museveni and General Muhoozi Kainerugaba plan to continue using military courts for civilian trials. Besigye even went on a hunger strike for 10 days to protest the delays in his case. This situation highlights the ongoing struggle for human rights in Uganda, as many opposition figures, including supporters of the National Unity Platform led by Robert Kyagulani, known as Bobby Wine, face similar military justice. With over 1,000 civilians prosecuted in military courts since 2002, the military justice system has become a tool for silencing dissent as Uganda approaches the 2026 elections.
Brazilians disapprove of Trump's trade policies. A recent Ipsos IPEC poll shows that half of Brazilians view U.S. President Donald Trump's trade policies as harmful to their economy. Conducted from April 3 to April 7, 2025, The survey included 2,000 participants across 131 municipalities, with results released on April 18. Among supporters of Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, more than half expressed disapproval of Trump's approach, while nearly half of Jair Bolsonaro supporters felt similarly. Overall, 49% of Brazilians believe the U.S. administration negatively impacts their country, with only 29% viewing it positively. This poll follows Trump's announcement about new tariffs affecting Brazilian imports. While Lula's government focuses on diplomacy, he recently signed a reciprocity act in response to U.S. trade measures. These findings reveal a significant divide in public opinion about U.S. trade policies and their effects on Brazil.
U.S. reduces troop levels in Syria. The United States is reducing its military presence in Syria to under 1,000 soldiers. This decision, led by Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, marks a strategic shift in U.S. military operations in the region. Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell confirmed that U.S. Central Command will continue to target remnants of the Islamic State, or IS. Since 2014, the U.S. has been actively fighting IS in Syria and has deployed over 5,000 soldiers in Iraq to support local forces. However, the Syrian government accuses U.S. forces of stealing oil and denying local communities essential resources amid a challenging economic situation worsened by U.S. sanctions. The U.S. military has established strongholds in the oil-rich northeastern region, particularly in Al-Hasaka province. This troop reduction raises serious concerns about Syria's future stability and the ongoing fight against IS, with many fearing that a smaller U.S. presence could lead to increased chaos.
U.S. tariffs and global economic stability. Ravshan Nazarov, a senior researcher at the Institute of State and Law in Uzbekistan, warns that U.S. tariffs are shaking global economic stability. These unpredictable tariffs create distrust in international markets, affecting corporate decisions and slowing down investments. This uncertainty delays long-term strategies for multinational companies, hindering economic recovery. Nazarov highlights that rising production costs and declining consumer confidence are adding to market fluctuations. He is concerned that the U.S.'s one-sided approach undermines cooperation among countries, stressing the need for clear and stable policies. History shows that trade wars benefit no one, and he urges nations to work together for mutual gain as the global economy enters a new recovery phase.
China's response to U.S. port fees. China's shipbuilders are firing back at new U.S. port fees aimed at ships linked to China, calling the move short-sighted. These fees, introduced by former President Donald Trump's administration, are designed to protect the U.S. shipbuilding industry and limit China's influence in global shipping. The China Association of the National Shipbuilding Industry argues that the real issue is the decline of U.S. shipbuilding due to its own protectionist policies, not competition from China. This situation intensifies the ongoing trade war, with both countries imposing tariffs over 100% on each other's imports. The association warns that these U.S. actions could disrupt the global maritime system and raise shipping costs, ultimately inflating prices in the U.S. In response, the Chinese government has pledged to take necessary steps to protect its interests, hinting at possible retaliatory measures. This escalating tension highlights the significant stakes for both nations in the world of international trade.
Conflict in Kursk and Belgorod. Zelensky challenges Putin's ceasefire. The battle rages on in the Russian border regions of Kursk and Belgorod, despite President Vladimir Putin's declared ceasefire. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky insists this ceasefire doesn't apply here, as Ukrainian forces push into these areas. This ongoing fight highlights the deepening disagreements between Ukraine and Russia, which have intensified since Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and the full-scale invasion in February 2022. Civilians are caught in the chaos, raising urgent humanitarian concerns. As military actions continue, the complicated relationships between nations become clearer, with diplomatic efforts for peace still in motion. What does this mean for the future of the region? The need for resolution and protection of human rights has never been more critical.
North Korea's reaction to U.S. weapons policy. North Korea has reacted strongly to U.S. President Donald Trump's recent executive order that eases weapons exports, calling it an action that could lead to war. The Korean Central News Agency criticized the U.S. for claiming to mediate while supplying arms that might spark conflict. Signed on April 9, 2025, this decision is viewed by North Korea as a direct threat, raising military tensions in the region. As relations between North Korea and the U.S. remain tense, the world watches closely, concerned about the risks of an arms race.
Severe frost hits Turkish agriculture. Turkey is facing a devastating agricultural crisis after an unprecedented frost in April 2025, the worst in decades. This extreme weather has severely impacted vital crops like hazelnuts and apricots, crucial to the country's economy. In the northern Black Sea village of Gulyali, farmer Kemal Duran surveys his nearly barren hazelnut orchard, deeply worried about the economic fallout. The frost has swept across a vast area, from the grape-growing hills of Manisa to the apricot groves of Malatya, with temperatures plunging below minus 15 degrees Celsius. Hazelnuts alone contribute over $2 billion annually to Turkey, and without enough crops, prices are set to rise. In Malatya, known as the apricot capital of the world, farmer Suleyman Arslan faces similar challenges, having never seen such harsh conditions in over 30 years of farming. Agricultural researcher Ali Ekber Yildirim estimates that losses in the apricot sector could exceed $500 million. With reports of losses reaching 50% or more across various regions, Turkey may need to import fruits for the first time. This ongoing crisis highlights the vulnerability of Turkey's agriculture to increasingly frequent extreme weather events driven by climate change.
Ecuador's political crisis deepens. Ecuador is now in a state of emergency due to a chilling assassination plot against President Daniel Noboa. This alarming development follows a statement from the Ministry of Government revealing threats from crime groups allied with political factions defeated in the recent elections. Noboa, who was re-elected on April 13, 2025, faces accusations of electoral fraud from his opponent, Luisa Gonzalez. Reports indicate that hitmen may be entering Ecuador from Mexico and other countries to target Noboa. The government has accused the Citizen Revolution Movement, led by Gonzalez and linked to former President Rafael Correa, of planning this dangerous attack. Tensions have escalated, especially after the assassination of presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio in 2023 and a recent attack in Manabí that left at least 12 people dead. These events raise serious concerns about political stability and community safety in Ecuador, leaving many to wonder what the future holds for the nation. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.